Good morning, everyone. How is everyone doing this morning? Well, we finished off with Paul yesterday and decided to do Peter next. The Bible that I have is a Thompson Chain Reference, and they have a really neat stuff in it to help me with some of these devotionals. And so that's where I got a lot of the information for Paul. Plus my own research, but they have one for Peter too, and so I thought I'd do him next. And we'll start with a word of prayer first. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, and thank you so much for all this great insight we're getting into your word. And thank you so much for everyone that's out there today, that you give them a good day, full of blessings. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen. So today we have Peter, okay? And you'll see I started with this opening scene. That is the Sea of Galilee, as you can see it from Capernaum, which is where Peter's story begins. And a few little neat things about Capernaum. It is, here's a map here. It's in the upper portion of the Israel area, and you can see it there in blue letters right there near the top of the Sea of Galilee is Capernaum. And this becomes somewhat the hub for Jesus' ministry, and that's where he first meets Peter. And you can see Nazareth is not far away down here to the southwest. So it's in the general area that Jesus grew up in also. So, to start off with Peter, we first see him when Jesus actually meets him and calls him to be a disciple. And it's actually in all four Gospels. And so I found it kind of interesting the differences between them. So I started off with John first, mainly because John was actually an eyewitness to this event. And he was only one of the four that actually was an eyewitness. The other three got their information either from Peter or from other people, other disciples. I'll just start reading here. It's in John 1:38. Then Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto them, "What seek ye?" They said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwellest thou?" He said unto them, "Come and see." And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And remember from another study, the 10th hour would be, everything starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. So the 10th hour would be about, oh, that come out to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And one of the two which heard John speak, again, let me premise this a little bit. This particular passage is where Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, actually had seen Jesus first, and this was the at the at when Jesus was baptized near so to continue on here in verse 40, one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas." Here's another word of saying Peter, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and said unto him, "Follow me." And now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. So at least five of the disciples we know that were in this general area of Capernaum. So we got Simon Peter, Andrew, and then you're also going to see John and James, and also Philip. So in Mark, we have, now Mark is pretty much well known that was written by John Mark, is his name. And it most likely it was from the memories of Peter himself. So I picked that one second since it's more or less a witness that was actually there, Peter himself. So this is what's written in Mark 1:14 through 17. Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. I want you to remember that verse there. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. I'm going to start ending each devotional with a little prophecy moment. So I'll come back to that in a few minutes. Finishing up here with Mark 1:16. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now this is, remember, what I found interesting is that they all have a little bit of a different twist on this episode. Here you saw that Mark saw him in 16, casting a net into the sea. And then the comment that Jesus made is, I'll make you fishers of men. What you don't know is happened between those two verses. And we're going to see that in Luke. Luke is probably the one that gives us the best visual of this particular scene. And that's pretty common, they say, of Luke, is that when Luke described a episode, he always added a lot of color to it. I like what one commentator I like always says. He says that, if Luke said it, would be he would say things like the lawn is green and that the sun was yellow. He would be very descriptive. So starting in Luke 5:1, we have the same episode. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Gennesaret, that's the same lake as the lake of Sea of Galilee. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Now this is the one that we saw that Mark had described in between those two verses I mentioned. So here Jesus actually told him to throw the net out. You see that there was kind of a part skipped there. As we'll see here in Luke 5:5, and Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let the net down. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship. Now this would be James and John. They should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so they began to sink. So this whole thing happened between those two verses in Mark, between 16 and 17. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And I just finish off to say who their partners was, so you get an idea. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. So you can see the same Luke 5:10 is basically the same thing as Mark 1:17. Then we got Oh, and this is back to Mark. I forgot to move this up with Mark's passage. And straightway they forsake their nooks and follow him. That was part of the Mark. So on to Matthew. Now, Matthew didn't become an apostle until after this whole episode. So I'm not sure. Some people say Matthew was the most articulate because he took shorthand and he had the most detail of all the apostles, all the gospels. But it's interesting, I thought Luke had a better description of this episode than Matthew did this time. But Matthew probably heard it secondhand. So starting in verse 18, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Again, that's very similar to what we saw in Mark. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Again, skipped a whole bunch of stuff. And they skated away, left their nets, and followed him. And this is the part where in Luke we saw that that they had filled both boats. And it seems that all four of the brothers left at this point, and leaving the dad, Zebedee, with the task of bringing in all the fish. Some would say, though, that they had a lot, there was quite an industry, and so there was a lot of other helpers there that were hired hands that assisted. Continuing with Matthew, and going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. So they left Zebedee. So all four of them followed Jesus, but we're concentrating on Peter. And so that's the beginning. And I just have a few pictures kind of giving us an idea what this area looks like. There's my map again, Capernaum. And this is an artist rendition of what Capernaum probably looked like at this time frame based on the ruins. And some of the other things they knew about life in and around the Sea of Galilee at this time frame. And this right here is a Byzantine church that was built over what they truly feel is Peter's home. And you'll find as we go on that Jesus stayed with Peter quite a bit up in Capernaum. And so this may be under here. Underneath this is the ruins of what they believe is Peter's actual house. And if you, this is kind of a little bit more detail of that same scene where you can see the top layer. It was a Byzantine church. And you can see the stones and stuff underneath would have been Peter's home. This is a general scene of Capernaum, the ruins that are there now. And in the back there is the synagogue that was in Capernaum. And that here's another view of it. And if you see, the top part here was actually built in like the 200-300 AD, I think it was. But if you look below it, you're going to see the change in this type of rock there in the bottom behind that fence. I got a better picture of it in a minute. But they believe that's the synagogue. That's the synagogue that Jesus actually taught in when he was in Capernaum. This is an overall scene of Capernaum as it looks now. And they actually built a church over the top of Peter's home. That's at that newer structure you see up in the middle there. And this is a mosaic they found in that area of Capernaum, and you can see it. They found interesting is that it's a depiction of a vessel, a fishing vessel, and they may note that it had two masts, which made it pretty good size. So it's quite an industry. A little bit better picture of the area there in Capernaum. And in the back there, you can see the church they built over the top of to kind of protect Peter's home. And that synagogue you can see in the foreground. I think that's all I got. Yep. So I mentioned that we're going to do what I call a prophecy moment, and find in Isaiah 9:12. And I'll just read it. The Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with their open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Did I do the right verse? Let me double check here. That doesn't sound right. Sorry, give me 1 second. Be right back. Oh, no, Isaiah 9, 1 and 2. Okay, let me fix this. Let's try this again. Nevertheless, the dimness shall know not be such as was in her vexation, when at first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in the Galilee of the nations. And the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of the death, upon them hath the light shined. You notice we mentioned in verse 1 that they mention the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, which is this general area, afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan and Galilee of the nations. So this is the prophecy, and the fulfillment we actually see in Matthew 4:12 through 16. Now, when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed unto Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by basically Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan and Galilee of the Gentiles. And the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. So there's a fulfillment of that prophecy. So I'm going to try to do one of those each day, and I really love prophecy, and maybe as we go along, we'll actually include prophecy that is being fulfilled today. So that's all I have for today, and I hope everyone has a great day. And we'll end this one with a view of Galilee. So I'll end with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time and your word, and for the ministry that you spent time with us. And as we look at Peter's life, that you can help us to see something new and something special that you have in mind for us to know. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen. Thank you all, and we will see you tomorrow.